It's Saturday, the 6th of December, 8 a.m. And still the half light, in fact, less light than yesterday morning, because the skies are pretty much overcast. There's a change a-coming. It was obviously quite frosty during the night, going by some of the rooftops over by. But I just checked the outside temp and it's +2, so I guess the change occurred early morning. I wished and prayed that it hadn't changed and just continued to be cold and dry, because the forecast is for rain by about midday, and that's not good, because we have an event on up in the town centre. Open outdoors. What's that about Murphy's and Sod's Law? Anyway, so I slept well last night, I really did. Tossed and turned a wee bit, and I know that, but that's just due to the usual aches and pains of lying in one spot for too long. But over and above, that's probably not the right expression, overall, a very good night's sleep indeed. And I'm feeling much, much better again, day by day. I know a song about that. It's been, itchy nose. What's that a sign of? I've been feeling much better every day. Thank the Lord, it's great. Shake off a shroud of bad cold. It's very calm in the garden this morning. Hardly a bird about. I've seen the blackbird, or a blackbird I should say. A blackbird. And there's not a lot of song. Maybe they have Saturday morning long lie in bed, wherever bed may be for a wee birdie. So I'm feeling much better within myself as well, because obviously the physical illness, once that goes, your spirits start to lift anyway, generally. And it's almost like it's actually quite like getting a big weight off your mind, although it's actually off your body, but it does stress you and wear you down. So I'm feeling perkier, much perkier. I always say that word, it sounds strange, perkier, perkier. The silhouette on the west fence is of a blackbird with plumage puffed up and a wee dunnock. I know it's a dunnock by its tiny wee beak, but they're just silhouettes. And that blackbird just shot down to chase another blackbird off, and it's a hen, this one, that's doing the chasing. So, turn round and let me see your, pardon me, your breast, because you should have 5 wee light bars down your front. Come on, get your chin up, shoulders back. This way. Hello? Yes, you? Yes? Now stand still and lift your chin up. It is the same wee, unless all hen blackbirds, which I've never noticed before, have 5 wee vertical bars on their breast. But she was sitting up there, I couldn't tell she was female. till she shut down and chased that male blackbird off. So I'm getting convinced now that she's the one. It'll be great. It'll be great having a resident pair again. It's like having a big hole in your life. It's strange. Or maybe not. Oh, that's a breeze is getting up now, and it's actually cold, it's very cold. It's a right chill, coming from the west, probably west or northwest, with that temperature. Oh, suddenly it's like someone, honestly, it's like I just stepped into a giant freezer, and it was pleasant before, now it's back again. Now it's calmed down and you can feel the air temperature rising. Probably rising to plus one or two. And the outside lights have went off at... I haven't got my watch on. Looking in the kitchen window, it's 10 past 11 minutes past 8. That's when the photocell switched off. If that's any relevance to anybody but me. Well, I've got loads to do. Get this car packed and get ready to get up town centre. Hopefully by sometime just after 9. I'm praying it'll stay nice for Mary, for cause rain destroys everything. Well, of course it doesn't destroy everything, but it destroys functions that are outdoors, put it that way. Even snow would be okay for a couple of hours. Oh, apparently, tomorrow, there's to be loads of snow in Scotland. Our brothers and sisters from across the pond have sent some over for us. Thank you.